Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome to MarketView, and joining us on the line out of Hong Kong to provide us with in-depth analysis of the Chinese economy is Mr. Tommy Wu, lead economist at Oxford Economics. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Melissa.
Thanks for joining us on the show. Let's go straight into that Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index data released earlier this morning by the National Bureau of Statistics of China. Are the numbers in line with your expectations?
Well, the numbers are actually in line with my expectations. So just to recap, the manufacturing PMI actually returned to above the 50 neutral mark, which is pointing to expansion. This is pretty much in line with what I would expect, because after the Shanghai lockdown and also pretty much most of the mobility restrictions in the country have been removed or lifted. So things should start to improve from June onwards.
That is rather bullish of you, considering it just came up.
Yeah, because if you look at the details, both production and supply chains have been recovering. Also, new orders, especially domestic new orders, have improved after contracting in past few months. Yeah, I may sound a bit bullish, but then I still want to highlight that risks are still pretty high. Uncertainty is still it will still be there because of the zero COVID approach.
That's true, because pending any other surge in cases, there is still the possibility, right, of more lockdown disruptions. So would you say that the Chinese economy is very close to full recovery to pre-pandemic levels? How far away are we?
I would say that no, not yet, because we have a contraction in especially in April, and I think there is still some way to go in terms of the recovery process. I think that perhaps the worst of lockdowns is actually behind us, at least from the supply side perspective. Things will recover closer to normality in the second half of this year. But I think the weakness is actually on the demand side, and that's where policy stimulus will play a big role in the second half of this year.
Why do you see weakness in the demand among Chinese consumers?
I think, yes, especially among consumers, because with the fact that it's highly unpredictable where lockdowns will happen because of COVID. And also, I think as long as the zero COVID approach persists, it will create uncertainty in terms of lockdowns. People actually physically go out to, spend, dining, that kind of thing. And also the fact that now incoming job prospects are weak. And these are also factors that will weigh on consumer spending in the second half of this year.
Right. How weak are they?
If you look at the retail sales numbers, say, in the past couple months, they're still contracting from a year ago. And then if you look at the recent online sales figures, there's still growth, but then it seems like it's a substitution away from, say, sales in brick-and-mortar retail outlets to online service providers, rather than, there's a boom in the sector or any kind of overall recovery at all.
But based on what we have learned from this set of PMI results, how do you see the results affecting markets in this part of the world?
Yeah, I think, it's certainly it's a positive sign, because if the Chinese economy can continue to recover with relatively moderate disruptions in the second half compared to, say, the Shanghai lockdown, I probably won't expect there will be another city going through a Shanghai type of lockdown, then it's a good sign, because we have the China economy recovering, boosting its import demand from the Asia region especially at a time when global inflation is rising, hurting incomes elsewhere, especially in advanced economies, and also with policy rate hikes in many other countries, notably in the U.S., as well as the backdrop of the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. So there are lots of negative factors that will weigh on global growth and also weigh on the region's growth. So the positivity coming from the Chinese economy would certainly be a give a boost to the region.
Well, assuming, right, that the COVID situation in China continues to improve, no more lockdowns, assuming that the stimulus measures also do succeed in spurring domestic demand, how soon would you see the Chinese economy fully recovering? By this year or sometime next year?
I think it will be sometime next year. And given that there is still lots of uncertainty, as we've talked about with the zero COVID approach, I think the game changer will be when China can eventually move on from zero COVID. That's when all the confidence, whether it's consumer or business confidence, will improve substantially and have a sustainable recovery.
Okay. Let's now look at the potential for, what's that coming up tomorrow? The Taishin China General Manufacturing PMI will be released. Okay, we keep talking about PMI, right? We talked about those from the National Bureau. What's the difference between the two and, you know, what if the numbers don't align with each other?
Yeah, so I would expect this time around the Chinese PMIs would be would show a similar trend as the official PMI, given some of the underlying factors such as the lockdowns being lifted and things like that should boost manufacturing in general. Now, the difference between the official and the Chinese PMI is the Chinese PMI does have a bigger weight on private and SMEs than the official PMI. So it's definitely an important figures to watch for. But I would expect they will be kind of similar this time around.
Now, there's no doubt that the economic development in China is facing triple pressures, right? From shrinking demand, as you've already talked about, supply shock, and also weakening expectations. And due to that, China's central bank says it is stepping up the implementation of prudent monetary policy and keeping liquidity relatively ample in a bid to support the slowing economy. Now, what would all these translate into, and what can we expect out of it?
Yeah, so as I said, policy stimulus is much needed to boost demand. I think from the supply side perspective, things are improving, as shown in the PMI readings today. Fiscal stimulus, especially the infrastructure spending, is doing the heavy lifting for the second half, and that's what I would expect. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the monetary policy, I think the authorities are leaning towards targeted monetary easing to help SMEs, manufacturing, real estate sectors, and also to help infrastructure financing. The PBOC has kept the policy rate on hold since January and just focusing on liquidity and guiding banks to boost credit growth. I think the reason is that at the moment, a lot of the sentiments are still weak, so the loan demand is still weak. So that's why cutting rates doesn't seem to be the right policy choice at the moment. But still, I think that there's some window for the PBOC to guide the market interest rates lower. And also, I would expect perhaps one more rate cut, policy rate cut in the third quarter as a broad-based policy easing. But I won't expect more than that because there is this constraint coming from policy divergence with the U.S. and the renminbi weakening could be acting as a constraint. And these are things that the PBOC would also care about besides trying to boost liquidity, trying to boost credit to support domestic demand.
Now, a key moving part, when you talk about China's economy, obviously is its COVID zero policy or approach, right? At what point do you think China would regard it as having succeeded being COVID zero? Right, because currently some analysts are reading, the tea leaves and saying that, oh wow, the country recently cut quarantine time in half, meaning it is starting to withdraw from the approach itself.
Yeah, I think the Chinese government has gradually been fine-tuning its zero COVID approach. For instance, now they focus on the societal zero COVID, meaning that as long as there's no COVID cases in the community, even though there are cases in the quarantine areas, they'll still reopen and try to minimize the disruptions as much as possible. The fact that they have now cut the quarantine time by half shows that the government actually cares about foreign businesses, cares about the their feedbacks coming from, you know, a lot of the commerce groups, and also the fact that, you know, this is a good sign, at least move in terms of you know, trying to fine tune and kind of move towards the direction where less restrictions could be imposed. Now, but still, I think the stringent domestic COVID measures, such as, you know, PCR testing every day, and also it's entirely unpredictable when restrictions will be reimposed in small areas. So I think even for this business, international business travelers coming back to China, I think perhaps not yet, at least not in a big number.
So not quite a withdrawal from the COVID zero push, but rather a fine tuning of its COVID
That's
zero
right.
approach. Well, Tommy, thank you so much for spending your lunchtime with us here on Money FM.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best for the rest of your week in Hong Kong. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Tommy Wu, lead economist at Oxford Economics on the Chinese economy. Do continue to stay with us here on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.